Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Directly underneath the intricately woven and colorful ephod was the, quote, robe of the ephod all of blue, Exodus 28, verse 31, the only garment that has both its neckline and hem described. First, quote, there shall be an opening for his head in the middle of it. It shall have a woven binding all around its opening, like the opening in a coat of mail, so that it does not tear. Verse 32. Later, we will be told, quote, the high priest shall not tear his clothes. Leviticus 21, verse 10. When our Lord, the true judge, stood before the false Roman judge Pilate, asked, what is truth? John 18, verse 38. When before Herod, the false king, the King of Kings said not one word. And when the true high priest stood before Caiaphas, a political appointee of the Romans, we read, quote, the high priest tore his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. Matthew 26:65. This effectively brought to an end the Aaronic priesthood, although they went through the motions for a few more years. On the other hand, even the soldiers knew not to tear Jesus' tunic, also, quote, without seam, woven from the top in one piece, John 19, verse 23. Lovely, isn't it? Our true judge, king, and priest outshines them all. Now, about the hem, we read, quote, make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet all around its hem, and bells of gold between them, Exodus 28, verse 34. The distinctives of a pomegranate? It's hard-shelled, but, if broken, is full of seed, full of potential. Doesn't that speak of fruitfulness if we are also broken before him? And the gold bell speaks of testimony. Was it important? Quote, its sound will be heard when he goes into the holy place before the Lord and when he comes out, that he may not die. Verse 35. Yes, a golden bell and a pomegranate, testimony and fruitfulness, profession and reality should be hallmarks of every believer priest.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.